Syrian musician, composer, poet. You've been writing protest songs for more than 30 years now, talking about freedom of expression. During these 30 years, did you imagine that Syria would get to a point where you would become one of the voices defending your own people?
Yes, I always waited this moment. All my songs were all for my homeland, for Syria, for all people's sufferings. I was sure that I will come to this point to sing in order to get rid of all dictators in all the world, especially in Syria.
زخر صاص على الناس العزل يا حيف وطفال بعمر الورد اعتقلن كيف زخر صاص على الناس العزل يا حيف وطفال بعمر الورد اعتقلن كيف كيف.
We're listening to the song Ya Hef. It means oh disgrace,
shame.
Oh shame, dedicated to the victims of the repression in Dhaka in southern Syria. This song has become one of the main protest songs in Syria. It's critical of President Assad. You talk about these heavy bullets that are being shot at the people. You talk about children as young as flowers being shot. You say, how can you arrest them? How dare you? You are the son of my country and you are killing my children. When did you write it exactly?
It was only 10 days after the first massacre, after the 18th March 2011, in Dara. It was the turning point, actually, only the turning point. This song mainly says that shame on the regime who killed their own people. The song describes the moment when all people protested peacefully against the oppression and the oppressor. And I say, or my message is that there should be an uprising in order to gain our liberation in Syria.
Who did you write this song for?
This song is not only a song, it's a cry of pain. Anybody interested to know the reality must take this song as a reference to him or to her. At that time, I didn't mean to send a message, I was only shouting.
When you recorded it, how did you get it out there to the Syrian people?
It was recorded in a house, not in a studio even, and simple with two musicians only. We uploaded it into YouTube. We slept that night, and the next day we were really surprised to see how many people entered the site and listened to the song and commented on it. So it was a real success. At the same time, it reflects the pain of people.
Now, the first and most famous song of the Syrian revolution is called Yala Ira Yabasha, meaning it's time to leave Bashar. It's sung on many, many anti-Assad demonstrations all over Syria, and I've heard it sung here in France. It's a lot more direct, less poetic than your own. It says, get out Bashar. It calls him a liar and an ass. The Syrian man who wrote that song, Ibrahim Kashoush, was a kind of manual laborer turned bard, and he was murdered last summer. It goes to show just how dangerous it is to even sing against the Syrian regime. Sami Shouker, weren't you nervous writing your own song?
Of course, I knew and realized all the risks. But what makes me really like going into this song and publishing it is that what's going on the ground is much more. And this makes me even, I challenge my own fear. So there should be someone among us to shout and say something and give a voice to the voiceless, and that was me.
قيثارتان تتبادلان موشحا وتقطعان بحرير يأسهما.
We're listening to a piece of music called Kitharatan from your album of the same name. It's actually a poem by the renowned late Palestinian poet Mahmoud Darwish, which you've put to music. Why are you so drawn to Darwish's poetry?
Mahmoud Darwish is one of the greatest poets, not only on the Arab level, but international level. He's the poet, he's the philosopher. He left behind him one of the greatest poems in the world about humanity. I thought of combining my music with his poems in order to give another also meaning, a different one that can reach many more people. I chose Kitharatan because it presents a great depression, I can say, what we felt before the revolution. Of course, I sang it before the revolution, and that's why I concentrated on it. It's a depression feeling. His last line of this poem shows that there is something that is going to be born, a new thing, life.
So despite all the people that have been killed in Syria, you are hopeful, Sami Shouker, that there will be a resolution to this conflict.
Of course, I'm very hopeful. I really believe in the change, and I believe that this regime will leave also. The Syrian people had paid a lot, their children, blood, and everything else, and for that decided to change and gain their liberty and freedom, and I'm sure that they will get it soon.
Sami Shouker, thank you for talking to World Music Matters today.
Thank you for you.
والحصى والزعفران والريح تبكي لم يعد غدنا لنا والظل يبكي خلف هستيريا حصان والظل يبكي خلف هستيريا حصان مسه وتر وضاق به المدى بين المدى والهاوي فاختار قوس العنفوان فاختار قوس العنفوان فاختار قوس العنفوان.